Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Take Two Radio Junior. I am Pam, and I am the founder and president of Take Two Radio Network. Sorry for the late start, but technical difficulties right off the bat. So let's get the show going, and I'd like to introduce to you our host for the show, the beautiful and talented singer and soon-to-be teacher once she finishes school, Andrea Accardi. Hello, Andrea. Are you there?
Hi, Andrea.
Hey. I had fun trying to call in. It wouldn't connect, so.
Oh, really? I called in at 6:57 on the dot, as you said. So it always better be early. Early bird catches the worm.
Exactly. So we're going to go ahead and let you get started with the show and enjoy, everybody. And I'm going to go ahead and put myself on mute. Andrea, take it away.
Oh, hi, everyone. I kind of got a bug. I'm kind of a little sick. But, hey, the show must go on, as everyone says. This is great. I'm so happy to be a host of Take 2 Radio Junior. Yay. Hope all the families and kids are listening in. Well, when I'm reading stories and singing songs and playing your old-time kids' music, it's just an honor. So anyway, I think we should start with a song first. So kids, get your hands out and start wiggling your fingers because we're going to play Where is Thumpkin? Become a kindergarten teacher. Don't worry about big people school yet. You're growing up. Don't rush to be older. I wish I was a little kid again. Well, anywho, here's a fun fact. Did you know that ants don't sleep? That's crazy, since our cells need 8 hours of sleep. Does everybody have a curfew? I hope everybody will have to be sound asleep after the show. Anyways, you always must listen to your mom and dad. I think it's time for one more song. Oh, let's play The World Go Round. This song is about us. What fun.
We are the children of the world. The rocks, the plants, and animals. Every boy and every girl, the earth is our mother. Take care of her and love her. Show we care and do our share to make a better home for everyone. Oh, the world goes around and around and around. The world goes around and around. Oh, the world goes around. the world goes around. We are the children, children of the world, the rocks, the plants, and animals, every boy and every girl. The earth is our mother, take care of her and love her. Show we care and do our share to make a better home for everyone. Oh, the world goes around and around and around. The world goes around and around. Hell, the world goes around and around and around. The world goes around and around. The world goes around. Yes, the world goes around and around and around. The world goes around and around. Oh, the world goes around and around and around. The world goes around and around. The world goes around.
Yay! Woo! Oh, man, this is just so much fun. That was a fun song about the world goes around and around. Talking about the world goes around and the animals and us being the children of the world, my stories today are basically about animals, which is pretty awesome. But not to get carried away, I just want to, like, give a shout-out to all the kids and the families that are listening and Take Two Radio Junior for this wonderful opportunity. But tomorrow's December 1st, and that begins the countdown of 25 days of Christmas. Woo! Who's excited? I know I'm excited. Hope all you boys and girls being good this year. No, we won't be singing Christmas carols. That's going to be a next show. But, well, I guess I'm going to read you a little story. It's about ducks. I love ducks. They go quack. Oh, it's just great. Well, this book, The Six Little Ducks, it's just a simple story about, you know, a mama duck. Their baby ducks. It's like a little song. You know, the song you can, like, sing along, even though I can't hear you, but hey. technical difficulties today is my friend. Pam, I know you're there. Can I hear you? Pam.
I'm here, but the song isn't playing, so go ahead with the story. I'll get the song playing when you're done.
What song? This little song. It's actually the book.
The book.
Ducks.
Okay. Yeah, it's not playing. Can you go ahead and do the other story?
Oh, sure. I could do Ruff as a Dog. Okay. Well, I guess I'm going to say. Oh, wait. I found it. Here we go. Six Ducks. Now. Thanks, Pam, for that. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just the first show. Hey. Practice made perfect, I guess. Oh. Besides that, how are you? This is exciting. I wonder how everyone's doing today on a Sunday. All right, enough talking. Let me read. Six little ducks that I once knew, but one white skinny one and fat ones too. The one's little duck, they're farther on the book. Everyone googly like this. Quack, 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 quack. All the little ducks will quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. Quack, 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 quack. Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. All the little ducks go quack, quack, quack. Down the river the quacks go. Waddle, 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 ho. But the one little duck go further on his back. And he loves his crew like this. Quack, quack, quack. 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 All the little ducks go quack, quack, quack. Home from home, their little ducks go. Whittle, waddle, waddle, hum, hum, so. What little duck went further so? And he went a little like this. Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. Quack, 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 quack. Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. All the little ducks go quack, Quack, quack. Yay! Oh, man. That would have sound way better. That would sound way better if I wasn't sick. But, hey, it was worth a try. Oh, well, the little ducks go quack. Too bad it's winter and we don't see little ducks anywhere. But don't worry. Spring will be around the corner soon. Oh, and let's not mention about snow. Although, are you ready to have snowball fights and making snowman? I want to build a snowman. Oh, anyways, here's another short story about animal sounds. It goes like this. Ruff goes the dog. The dog goes ruff. Meow, says the cat. The dog goes meow, says the cat. The cat goes meow. Moo, says cow. Moo, says the cow. Baa, says the sheep. Baa, says the sheep. Cock-a-doodle-doo, says the rooster. Cock-a-doodle-doo, says the rooster. And last but not least, the mommy says, time to go to sleep. But, Mom, I don't want to sleep yet. Oh, I love little short stories. I always start with two songs, short stories, and then a long story to end the night. Well, I have a special story in my hand by the author Mario Sass. And the story is called Madam's Journey Home. I wonder what this story is about. Let's begin. On a crisp, clear October morning, my mother and I were gathering pumpkins to sell at our farmer's market stand. The valley was quiet, and the trees were beautifully decorated in full colors. We could smell the damp earth and feel the chill in the air. We were hurrying to collect all the pumpkins we could, for we knew that once the night arrived, the frost will put an end to many living things. Suddenly, a fluttering caught our eye. There in a pumpkin stem was a beautiful butterfly trying to fly. She will lift up only for a moment, but then fall back down. In the golden morning sun, her wings shimmered like jewels. But we noticed one was torn and tattered. Mom said, I'm afraid that when the night arrives, this fragile butterfly won't stay alive. It's a monarch butterfly, and its pretty creatures are very special. Every year in the winter months, they need to fly to warmer places. They go very special places that are always the same each year, even though they have never been there. But how do they know where to go, Fusion?
Oh, that's the magic part of this butterfly story. No one really knows, understands how they know to go to just these special places. One is in California, and the other one in Mexico. Both places have very special trees and a climate that is just right for them to survive the cold. This special butterfly was probably on her way to warm and sunny Mexico with all her friends. But she got stuck here because of her torn wing.
But that's so sad, I said. Can we help her? Yes, of course we can, Mom assured me. We can take care of her together and help her live a little while longer.
Spend some time with this lovely creature?
Yes, I said. I think it would be. So Mom put her down near the butterfly, and she simply walked onto it without delay. I think she thought it would be a good idea to spend time with us, too. When we got home, we were surprised to see how much the butterfly seemed to like Mom's shoulder, because when Mom put her there, she did not move.
There is more to this monarch's magic story, Mom said. Would you like to hear it?
Sure, I replied. And we all settled into a comfy chair by the warm, glowing fireplace. Every year,
millions of these beautiful, tiny, delicate creatures leave our harsh winter here and go very far away. They begin their journey alone and use the Mississippi River near our house, like a highway. Then they see some of the other butterflies heading the same direction. They all arrived about the same time every year in the winter homes. The people in California and Mexico look for them on November 1st. They stay all winter in these places and begin to return to the north in March. But the butterflies that survive the winter don't live long enough to make it all the way back to where we live. They lay their eggs on a special plant called a milkweed. When the babies hatch, they eat only this plant, and it makes them poisonous to the birds that might want to eat them. The colors on the wings tell the bird poisonous to eat. So this is the way the babies can grow up and lay more eggs. Each time this happens, the new babies grow up and continue on the journey north, even though they have not been there before either. Then in the fall, like now, they stop laying eggs and start to eat a lot of food. The ones from our area head to Mexico, even though they have never been there. Remember, they are not the same ones that come here from Mexico.
Wow! I want to make her a really nice home like Mexico, I said. That way, she won't be so sad, but she could not go with the others. And that was the beginning of our incredible journey with Madame. That was the name we gave her. It was from a famous opera called Madame Butterfly. I found my fish tank, and with some money, I have saved to buy fish. I went to the flower shop and asked the woman there what some plants in Mexico would be. Why do you want Mexican plants before winter sets in? I told her the story of Madame, and she said she had some perfect plants. She gave me some nice dirt, because she thought what we were doing was great. Mom contributed her special rock collection, and together we created a luscious paradise Madame would love. Madame seemed to love her home. We discovered that she loved showers, too. We would miss her with water, and she would begin to flutter and open and close her wings. Then she would suck up the water droplets that had settled on the leaves. It made us happy to see that she now had everything she needed to live a good life. Each morning, we made mashed banana and sweet water that would be like the flower nectar that butterflies thrive on. Since she was so small, Mom had to wear her magnifying glass to watch her eat. Every morning, Madame would sit on Mom's shoulder while she fixed the banana. She looked like a pirate. She looked like a pirate on a pirate's shoulder. We all laughed. Madame was always happy on Mom's shoulder because whenever Mom put her there, she just stayed in the same place. When the farmer's market began on Saturday, we all caused quite a stir. Some people noticed and told others who came to see the real butterfly on Mom's shoulder. We went to all the October markets together. People would say, "How's Madame this week?" We all laughed. Halloween came and went. Farmers' markets were over. Mom was still wearing Madame around town, but it was getting colder. By this time, we were sure that Madame was one of the special butterflies that was to make this trip to Mexico, but we were so glad that she was with us. We showed her all our favorite things to do. We drew pictures together while we listened to the opera, Madame Butterfly. I made snow butterflies for her so she wouldn't feel lonely. Some days, when it still got warm, we would watch the clouds for patterns. We watched Mom do her favorite thing, dance. We all laughed. Shortly after Christmas, Madame died. Oh no. She left us her discarded wings that she no longer needed. Now her spirit was free to fly. Without wings, Madam had spent most of her life with us, since life for her was only a short time.
We gave her all the best things, a good home, long showers, great food, laughter, and love. We remembered all the great times that we had together. We both missed Madam. In 2 months, she left us. Mom and I were going on a trip aboard a big ship that would go close to Mexico before we left. I saw Mom wrapping something very small in a beautiful purple silk ribbon. She slipped it into her suitcase. "That, Mom, that you were wrapping so carefully?" I asked. She said, "I would like to help Madam get to a final home, the place she wants to go. Do you want to help too?" "Yes, yes," I cried with excitement. As our ship neared Mexico, the moon grew larger each night. "Mom, when will we know if it's time for Madam to go home?" I asked. "Well, same magic all those monarch butterflies feel when they come here without ever knowing where they are going," she replied. "It happened, just as we hoped it would. And one night, we didn't know. I hurried to the room to get the package and returned to the deck, where Mom waited alone. We watched as the brilliant orange moon rose over the ocean. Together, we unwrapped the precious package. There laid Madam's jewel wings, the same color as the moon. We took the wings and gently released them into the night's soft breeze. They twirled and floated gently off toward the moon and Mexico. Now the circle of life, of all the monarch butterflies before her, will be complete. That night, Madam was on her journey home." We laughed. The end. By the way, guys, this is a true story that did happen to Mariosa and her son Antoine. It is her hope you will have a magical butterfly experience too, and tell her about it. You can visit her website at www.madamsjourneyhomeblogspot.com. You can email her at madamsjourneyhome@hotmail.com. She also has this book in Spanish at www.amazon.com, and then a few numbers. We'll definitely post the link on the website. This is really awesome. I really love the story, Mariosa. She'll be grateful if you follow her Twitter account, which is at MEXICANIART, Mexican Art. That's her Twitter name. And also, check out the website again at www.madamsjourneyhome.blogspot.com. And you also could buy her book on Amazon. Wasn't that a fabulous story, Pam?
Yes, it was. And I want to thank her for allowing us to read that on air. And today is going to be a short show because, Drea, you are unaware of this, but something happened with Blog Talk Radio, and we are in record mode. So the audience only got to hear the first 15 minutes of the show, but I also tweeted out to them, because it's recording right now, that they can listen to the podcast when it's over and hear the whole story and your songs and everything. So it's still recorded. It just wasn't playing live. So we're going to cut this show short today, and we'll be back again on December 14th at 7 p.m. Eastern time. And Drea will have better luck that time, and hopefully we will.
I know.
with the show. I don't know what happened. So I apologize ahead of time to everybody for that. These things happen when you do, you know, live shows. So you got to bear with us. And thank you to everyone who listened in. Thank you to Drea for joining us and being our host of Take Two Radio Junior. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. So hold on 1 second. I'm going to do this for you and for the audience. Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I've always wanted to do that, and I finally found one that I could record and upload to the studio, so I'll be using that quite often. And don't forget to follow Drea on Twitter. Go ahead and give out your Twitter name.
You can follow me on Twitter. It's at CallHerDreaX3. That's CallHerDreaX3. You have to collect my Facebook page, which I'll be posting when the shows are going to be and what I'm doing in life. And that's just Call Her Drea. I'm not going to read you the whole URL. Just Call Her Drea and you can like me. That's for the parents. You kiddies should not be in social networks.
And also follow Take Two Radio Junior on Twitter. And that's with the number 2. We also have a Facebook page, which is Take Two Radio Junior as well. I will be posting the episodes and where to find the books that Drea gets from our people, our authors that allow us to read them, or we will be having guests on that will be reading their own books, and I'll post those on take2radio.com. I'm going to make a special section just for Take Two Radio Junior.
Absolutely.
So with that, I'm going to say thanks again, everybody. Have a good night. And
bye,
Drea,
everyone.
Thanks again.
Hold on. I want to use my soundboard 1 second. Wait, this will be fun.
Okay.
Adios.
Bye-bye.